Senator Stabenow, my Republican colleagues are violating their oath to the Constitution. By Pam Kee on January 3, 2021. On Sunday, Senator Debbie Stabenow, DME, criticized her Republican colleagues, who are planning to object to the Electoral College results. On MSNBC's Belshi, Stabenow said, "Of all the damage that's been done in 4 years, and there's been a lot of it, this is the worst." She continued, "We're at a point now where basically we've got 12 United States senators, Republicans, saying it doesn't matter how people voted. It just doesn't matter. We've decided we want Donald Trump. Or at minimum, we're too weak to stand up to him," which I think is part of what this is all about. It's like the bully is going to bully them one more time. And so, for instance, in Michigan, where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won by over 154,000 votes this time, where they brought 8 different lawsuits, none of them had any standing whatsoever and were thrown out. We know 60 lawsuits across the country, including the Supreme Court rejecting them. And yet, it doesn't matter. Unfortunately, it does matter. She added, "So I think today at noon we'll be going in. And our colleagues will be sworn in now for the next Congress. And 4 of the folks on that list of 12 are new members. They'll put their hand on the Bible, lift up their hand. And they're going to swear allegiance to the Constitution of the United States of America. And then on Wednesday, they're going to go in and violate the Constitution of the United States of America. So are they suggesting their elections shouldn't count? We should not swear any of them in for 10 days for something to be happening here in terms of an audit. The folks re-elected who are being sworn in today? We all know it's absurd. It is the worst kind of stunt because it damages people's belief in our Constitution, our democracy. People around the world look at us and say, what's going on in America? The only good news is Donald Trump lost. He is not going to be president. And January 20th is the day I'm counting as Happy New Year." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.